from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There he is, Tim Lethling, joining us. Joining us now, another Tim. He is Tim Dillard from Bally Sports, Wisconsin. Tim, thanks for coming on, dude. How are you?
I'm good, man. Is everybody taking shelter? I mean, I feel like who's listening to sports radio when there's weather going on? But it's no, great update. I had no idea.
I got a little something for you, actually. We just actually talked about this the other day. So Tim Lethling, the guy that just came on with us, also comes on our sister stations, Kiss FM, The Mix, all that stuff, Hot 105.7, and he gives weather updates to those stations as well. You look at ratings and numbers and all that, and they go through the roof when Tim comes on the air. He's a star with his weather updates. It's amazing.
Yeah, and then they just plummet when I'm announced.
No, not true at all, Tim Dillard. Okay, so in the first half hour of this show, we've been talking about umpires, NBA referees, getting things wrong, and so forth. I don't know what you thought, but last night I'm watching Rettino and Levering doing a great job, as always, on Bally Sports Wisconsin, and they go to do the replay on Churio at third base on the double steal attempt. And when Levering goes, and the replay officials, Chris Guccione, as soon as he said that name, I said, they're screwed. There's never going to get that call overturned. It's never going to happen after what all the names Murphy called him last week. This, to me, is, from a fan perspective, the infuriating part about it, because everybody is a human being. Fans sometimes think that these guys should be robots and have no feelings and short-term memories and forget about things one way or the other. And I always tell everybody, nope, that's not how it works. People are going to hold on to things sometimes. And I'm not saying that's why he didn't give him the call. But as soon as I heard his name after last week, I was like, it's not happening.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think they are human beings.
Yes.
I've interacted with them. They're umpires. Sure, they're going to get stuff wrong. But I wouldn't, you know, going back to the replay stuff, I wouldn't get onto him at all. I watch both broadcasts. I watch replays of this thing over and over and over again. Just because it was a big situation in a game. But the biggest thing is Angel Hernandez was behind Garcia, and could not, I don't think he could see the play. I honestly don't think he could see the play. And I think he just chose to call him out. If he calls him safe right there, pretty sure the Royals are going to use their challenge, because it could have been a huge deal in the game in favor of the Brewers. I think they would have reviewed it and they would have kept it safe. There was nothing definitive on the slow motion replay. For whatever reason, they couldn't get, you know, a camera in there to see exactly when the forearm was tagged. They wouldn't have overturned it. So it comes down to whatever Angel Hernandez decides to pick. But I promise, looking at the replay, I don't think he had a clear shot at the tag at all. I think he was guessing, and I think he guessed wrong.
Okay, but the issue is with me is, okay, he screws up, but now it goes to the replay official who gets it slowed down and gets to look at it real nice and close like we all do at home on TV. You see that he is safe on TV. How then does that get screwed up there in New York?
Yeah, so I get an email that I'm not supposed to talk about every time they do a replay. But every time they do a replay, they send out, you know, like what the situation was, what happened. Here's notes on what they see. And so it wasn't confirmed. It was just, you know, they just went with what was called. Like, that's the rules that they set in place. Now, if they would have came back and said the call is confirmed that he's out, then that means they have video evidence. If they would have came back and said it's overturned, he's safe, that means they have video evidence. So they're trying to say, like, yeah, to the best of our knowledge from what we can see, that, you know, we can't tell enough to overturn it. So we'll just go with what the umpire had with his eyes on the ground watching it, apparently. But I looked at it, and I think he was safe. I think he was tagged late on the forearm. Yep. I think his Brewers mitten was already on the base. Mm-hmm. I don't think at any time he was off the base with the glove on him. I mean, everywhere that you look at it, you just don't see any contact whatsoever until then you finally can kind of tell when there's contact. So they can't prove that it wasn't on there, so that's why they stuck with Angel Hernandez's call. But this has just been a track record of just bad calls that have not gone the Brewers' way. I mean, this is over a week now of just some really bad officiating across the board that just, for whatever reason, just has a grudge against the Brewers, it seems.
Yes, and hopefully things will even out throughout the course of the year and they'll get some calls to go their way at some point. Long season, 6 months, bound to get something to go their way. But this here, when you can't score runs and you have to beat the officials on top of it, makes things very difficult, and it stinks because Bryce Wilson again gives you an amazing effort in that start with six innings of shutout ball.
Bryce Wilson is just a gem. Just what a good dude, good family. And for him to get his kind of his chance in the limelight here, because, I mean, he was fantastic. I see the game for what it is. I've been in a lot of different roles. The role that he was in all of last season, mopping up, you know, multiple quality innings, giving the Brewers a chance, huge, huge, right? The unsung hero of last season. He's now getting his starting shot. And I tell you, there is nothing like coming from the bullpen and they're going, hey, we need you to spot start, and then you deliver. And then they go, you know what? We need you to pitch again. And then you deliver. Man, it gives me chills because I've been in the situation, obviously minor league. But at the same time, if you're not the closer and you're not a starter, you kind of just with everybody else, right? You kind of get overlooked. And right now he is proving that he belongs in the rotation. I think he wants to be there. He's able to use more of his pitches. I mean, he's starting to throw his changeup more, which he didn't really need coming out of the bullpen because it's like, hey, you go with your best stuff. In the moment, get the outs and get off the mound. So for him to settle in and be able to go six strong, and honestly, if his count starts building up, I you'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
See him going to the 7th or 8th. I think that this is a great move by the Brewers. I think they knew it was coming. And you know what? We actually talk about that on the Brewers Unfiltered podcast that's coming out today. So, yeah, check it out.
That also on your Odyssey app, you can download and listen to that. Okay, you know, I looked this up yesterday. Bryce Wilson, do you know what they gave up to get Bryce Wilson from the Pirates last January?
Good color analyst would know this, but I don't.
Cash. That's it. Cash. Oh, yeah. Money. That's all it was. They didn't give up a single prospect to get this dude last January. Pittsburgh was like, sure, just take it for some money. We'll call it a day. And now you look at this guy, and this guy could be a part of this rotation for years to come if he keeps pitching like this.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have the Brewers gotten somebody that maybe nobody wanted or that nobody saw potential in, and they put him through the lab, they talk about it, they look at his stuff, they say, try this. Next thing you know, cutter usage goes through the roof. He ditches the slider and, you know, strays away from the split finger. The changeup usage goes down and only uses it in special occasions. And suddenly this guy's throwing, you know, fastball, sinker, cutters, four seams, and getting outs. So it's okay. What's the difference? Well, the guy's a competitor. He uses his whole body on the mound. I mean, he is throwing everything he's got at you. It's intimidating. And he throws strikes. I know he walked three and hit a guy yesterday. That's not, you know, that's a small sample size of what, you know, he's been able to do for the Brewers, but he's been good. And I think he realized that last year, about, I don't know, a couple weeks in, I feel like he had a couple of really good relief appearances, and he kind of took it and ran with it. He fell in love with the fastball, and he was convinced, you know what, I can get outs with just the fastball. And I tell you what, when you have a fastball that you trust like that, it makes everything better.
Talk with Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Wisconsin, Milwaukee Brewers analyst, host on Brewers Unfiltered podcast as well. You go from Bryce Wilson and what he's turned into from the Pirates to the guy pitching tonight in Colin Ray going up against Seth Lugo. Colin Ray is 33. If you look at his ERAs back all the way to 2015 when he broke in with the Padres, 4.82, 4.98, 5.79. And then he gets to Milwaukee in 21, only pitches in one game, so don't care about that. Last year, he gets 22 starts, has a 4.55 ERA, and it appears he's gotten better this year right now, 3-0 with a 2.67 ERA. Is there a noticeable difference between last year and this year for Colin Ray, who, again, is now in his age 33 season?
No, I don't think there's any difference. I think he was short-sticked a little bit last year. I think he multiple times could have pitched into the 6th, 7th, or even 8th inning and was robbed of that. They had such a good bullpen. So it's like, okay, well, great, 5 innings. Everybody applaud, and then we'll bring in, you know, our bullpen, and then it's, you know, we win the game. And what gets, you know, kind of pushed to the side is the fact that, well, he gave us 5 innings, and we all applaud. Al Leiter was on MLB Network today talking about how you're putting these young kids to want to go 5 innings and be done with that. You're not pushing them to want more than that. And so you have a generation of guys that are just okay with that. What I'm seeing from Colin Ray is the old school, give me the ball, everybody get out of my way, and when I look up, it's going to be in the 7th or 8th inning, like when I decide to come out. That's the kind of essence that I see when he's on the mound. He's very efficient with his pitches. He's okay with contact. He gives up very weak contact. His last time out against the Rays, a couple of singles, infield ground ball single that just couldn't get, you know, to the base in time to get somebody out. But that's what you're going to get from him. And he wants to be that guy. He wants to go deep into a ball game. So to me, it's that old school approach that I came up through the system of, hey, give me the ball. I'm going to throw until I got nothing left because it's my day. I think he could have done this last year and he was robbed of that. And so this year he's got free reign almost because he has to a little bit. Hey, we need you to go 6. We need you to go 7. So I think he's going to be the guy that probably gets a 9-inning complete game sometime this season. I want him to be the first.
Tim Dillard, Brewers analyst for Bally Sports Wisconsin. Of course, Brewers Unfiltered podcast as well on your Odyssey app or wherever you download your favorite podcast at. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tiller. Brought to you by Fourth Base Steak and Seafood Restaurant, right there in the sports bar that was recorded in the original Major League movie. They have everything you could possibly want. You can go in there, give them an idea of what you want based on what they have in their case of meat and stuff, and they'll cook it up for you the way you want. Or you can pick off of their menu all kinds of different fun sandwiches that you can have. I love the shaved steak sandwich, the pork chop sandwich. Tim Dillard, you like anything they give you?
Yeah, I walk in there and I just like say, surprise me. But you know what else they have too, that, you know, when you're given the spiel, you know, you always leave out? It's the koozies. They have those slat bracelet koozies. I don't even know if you've seen these or not, but anyway, they're awesome. TJ gave me a couple of them. I mean, you wear them as a bracelet until you get your next beverage and then you slap it on there.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I had five of them, I think, and my neighbors stole them. So, I know that doesn't have anything to do with the food. The food will get you there, but you got to get one of these koozies, man.
Wait a second. Hold on. You're changing my life. Hold on a second. So you're telling me I wear it as a bracelet. I'm assuming it says fourth base on it or whatever. You wear it as a bracelet, and then if, like, I'm going to the Brewer game, whatever the case may be, and we're tailgating whatever, I just take this thing out, smack it once, it pops open, I put my can of beer in it or whatever?
Yeah, you slap it around the can or bottle. Yeah. You don't have to really wear it as a bracelet. I'm just saying it's like those slap bracelets that I had growing up.
My brother or my kid has one. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they ever fell out of, like, you know, being trendy. I think they're still cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like them too. No, they're very cool. Yeah, I agree with you. See, learn stuff from Tim Dillard, man. That's why he's on, man. You learn.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter at Tim Dillard. Tim Dillard, Brewers analyst for Bally Sports Wisconsin. Tim, thanks so much, man. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Sparky.
Take care there.
See him going to the 7th or 8th. I think that this is a great move by the Brewers. I think they knew it was coming. And you know what? We actually talk about that on the Brewers Unfiltered podcast that's coming out today. So, yeah, check it out.
That also on your Odyssey app, you can download and listen to that. Okay, you know, I looked this up yesterday. Bryce Wilson, do you know what they gave up to get Bryce Wilson from the Pirates last January?
Good color analysts would know this, but I don't.
Cash. That's it. Cash money. That's all it was. They didn't give up a single prospect to get this dude last January. Pittsburgh was like, sure, just take it for some money. We'll call it a day. And now you look at this guy, and this guy could be a part of this rotation for years to come if he keeps pitching like this.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have the Brewers gotten somebody that maybe nobody wanted or that nobody saw potential in, and they put him through the lab, they talk about it, they look at his stuff, they say, try this, next thing you know, cutter usage goes through the roof. He ditches the slider and, you know, strays away from the split finger. The changeup usage goes down and only uses it in special occasions. And suddenly this guy's throwing, you know, fastball, sinker, cutters, four seams, and getting outs. So it's okay. What's the difference? Well, the guy's a competitor. He uses his whole body on the mound. I mean, he is throwing everything he's got at you. It's intimidating. And he throws strikes. I know he walked three and hit a guy yesterday. That's not, you know, that's a small sample size of what, you know, he's been able to do for the Brewers, but he's been good. And I think he realized that last year, about, I don't know, a couple weeks in, I feel like he had a couple of really good relief appearances, and he kind of took it and ran with it. He fell in love with the fastball, and he was convinced, you know what, I can get outs with just the fastball. And I tell you what, when you have a fastball that you trust like that, it makes everything better.
Talk with Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin, Milwaukee Brewers analyst, host on Brewers Unfiltered podcast as well. You go from Bryce Wilson and what he's turned into from the Pirates to the guy pitching tonight in Colin Ray going up against Seth Lugo. Colin Ray is 33. If you look at his ERAs back all the way to 2015 when he broke in with the Padres, 4.82, 4.98, 5.79. And then he gets to Milwaukee in 21, only pitches in one game, so don't care about that. Last year, he gets 22 starts, has a 4.55 ERA, and it appears he's gotten better this year right now, 3-0 with a 2.67 ERA. Is there a noticeable difference between last year and this year for Colin Ray, who, again, is now in his age 33 season?
No, I don't think there's any difference. I think he was short-sticked a little bit last year. I think he multiple times could have pitched into the 6th, 7th, or even 8th inning and was robbed of that. They had such a good bullpen. So it's like, okay, well, great, 5 innings. Everybody applaud, and then we'll bring in, you know, our bullpen, and then it's, you know, we win the game. And what gets, you know, kind of pushed to the side is the fact that, well, he gave us 5 innings, and we all applaud. Al Leiter was on MLB Network today talking about how you're putting these young kids to want to go five innings and be done with that. You're not pushing them to want more than that. And so you have a generation of guys that are just okay with that. What I'm seeing from Colin Ray is the old school, give me the ball, everybody get out of my way, and when I look up, it's going to be in the seventh or eighth inning, like when I decide to come out. That's the kind of essence that I see when he's on the mound. He's very efficient with his pitches. He's okay with contact. He gives up very weak contact. His last time out against the Rays, a couple of singles, infield ground ball singles that just couldn't get, you know, to the base in time to get somebody out. But that's what you're going to get from him. And he wants to be that guy. He wants to go deep into a ball game. So to me, it's that old school approach that I came up through the system of, hey, give me the ball. I'm going to throw until I got nothing left because it's my day. I think he could have done this last year, and he was robbed of that. And so this year he's got free reign almost because he has to a little bit. Hey, we need you to go six. We need you to go seven. So I think he's going to be the guy that probably gets a nine-inning complete game sometime this season. I want him to be the first.
Tim Dillard, Brewers analyst for Bally Sports Wisconsin. Of course, Brewers Unfiltered podcast as well on your Odyssey app or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. At follow him on Twitter at Dim Tiller, brought to you by Fourth Base Steak and Seafood Restaurant right there in the sports bar that was recorded in the original Major League movie. They have everything you could possibly want. You can go in there, give them an idea of what you want based on what they have in their case of meat and stuff, and they'll cook it up for you the way you want, or you can pick off of their menu all kinds of different fun sandwiches that you can have. I love the shaved steak sandwich, the pork chop sandwich. Tim Dillard, you like anything they give you?
Yeah, I walk in there and I just like say, surprise me. But you know what else they have too, that, you know, when you're given the spiel, you know, you always leave out? It's the koozies. They have those slat bracelet koozies. I don't even know if you've seen these or not, but anyway, they're awesome. TJ gave me a couple of them. I mean, you wear them as a bracelet until you get your next beverage and then you slap it on there.
What?
I don't know. I mean, I had five of them, I think, and my neighbors stole them. So, I know that doesn't have anything to do with the food. The food will get you there, but you got to get one of these koozies, man.
Wait a second. Hold on. You're changing my life. Hold on a second. So you're telling me I wear it as a bracelet. I'm assuming it says fourth base on it or whatever. You wear it as a bracelet, and then if, like, I'm going to the Brewer game, whatever the case may be, and we're tailgating whatever, I just take this thing out, smack it once, it pops open, I put my can of beer in it or whatever?
Yeah, you slap it around the can or bottle. Yeah. You don't have to really wear it as a bracelet. I'm just saying it's like those slap bracelets that I had growing up.
My kid has one. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they ever fell out of, like, you know, being trendy. I think they're still cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like them too. No, they're very cool. Yeah, I agree with you. See, learn stuff from Tim Dillard, man. That's why he's on, man. You learn.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter at Tim Dillard. Tim Dillard, Brewers analyst for Bally Sports Wisconsin. Tim, thanks so much, man. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Sparky.
Take care. There he is, Tim Dillard here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Did you know that was a thing?
I did not. I've heard of those slap bracelets, but
man, I was just over there. We shot a reenactment of the movie Major League and the bar scene, you know, where they're smacking the bottles on the bar and the whole deal, right? So we did a whole reenactment, a bunch of the regulars, myself, a couple other guys, and we did the whole thing. He never, not one time, CJ said, hey, man, you want one of these cool things I got? I gave a couple, do it. You want one? Nothing. Nothing, I tell you. CJ, next time I come in there, man, I want one of those things. I want one of those things.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.